and surprise, and we are pleased, as always, to be joined by the manager of the Rangers, Ron Washington, this afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, guys. How are you guys?
Doing real good. We appreciate you taking the time to visit with us a little bit here.
Well, I appreciate you having me on.
Things going to your liking so far in spring training on the whole with this thing?
Yes, it is. You know, we're staying healthy, and that's the key. As long as we're healthy, I think everything will work out.
How much emphasis do you put on winning these games? I know there's, you know, you're out there, you're playing baseball against another team. The idea is to win, but it is spring training. How do you balance that out with these guys?
Well, you know, if you get an opportunity to do something to win a ball game, you want to do it. But the main thing is to make sure that the pitchers get their work and the hitters get the repetition of seeing pitches. And, you know, if a situation come up in a ball game and you have an opportunity to do something to put your team in position to win, you do it.
Like today.
Yeah. You know, they took it from us. You know, I thought Mark Lowe had good stuff. He made a pitch. The ball that was hit to Blanco had a lot of English on it, and it just bounced off him. And the next thing you know, they got runners on second and third. And then Restovich pulls one down the line. And then Garcia hits a double to the opposite field. He got a fastball up. We had runners on first and second. Mm-hmm. All we needed was a base hit. I thought Chavez centered the ball pretty good, but that's the luck. It stayed in the air, and that was the ball game.
So with Mark and his appearance out there, how much emphasis do you put on – I mean, you know what the guy's capable of, and I don't know what your plans are as far as, you know, the bullpen goes, but how much emphasis do you put on when he gets into a situation like this and doesn't have a very good outing, as opposed to you see him in, you know, throwing sessions where he's been great? What's the juxtaposition there? Do you put much stock into what you just saw here?
No, because we do have an idea what he can do, as you said. The thing is he's out there getting work, too. Some days it's work for you, and some days it doesn't, and today it didn't. And it was really no fault of his own. As I said, he put the ball in play, got the ball that he needed to put in play to get two outs. We didn't get it. And from that point on, you know, you gave opportunity. And when you give opportunity, sometimes the advantage is taken and sometimes it's not.
Any feel for where the hitters are as a whole? Are they about where they should be at this point of spring training? Or do you see more lagging behind? Or how's that working out?
Well, you know, our guys arrived down here on the 20th. And on the 27th, we was playing ball. So they really had 7 days to get it together. There's days they come out and things look like it's about to click. And then they come back the next day and, you know, you have some problems. And that really has to do with the pitcher that's out there on the mound.
Right.
But, no, we're in good shape. They show flashes, and as long as they're showing flashes, you know that there's something there. And they've been showing flashes. I've been very pleased with where we are. Certainly don't want to peak too soon. We still have 2 weeks, and we'll get it together.
Who surprised you most in spring training this year?
Well, I got to say Chris Davis. You know, the potential that he show is there, and he's more patient at the plate. He's centering balls better. He's staying out into left field with it. And that's what he have to do to be successful. I think Derek Holland is finally look like he's maturing, along with Matt Harrison. They've been throwing the ball extremely well. Neftali is showing that his secondary stuff can be very good, and that's what we need to see. Ogando have showed us that he may have the stamina to go out there and go through four, five, six innings at a time. You know, and our regular guys, you know, as I said, they show up maybe two or three days in a row, and then one day they might face a pitcher that's pretty good, and it doesn't happen. But at least in the pitching department, I'm pleased.
So with Chris Davis, you know, it seems like that it's just a mental thing with him now, or it was last season where he just didn't have it upstairs, and he voluntarily went down and played winter ball, right, down in the Dominican?
Yes, he did.
So, once you found out he was doing that, and once you found out the results, and I guess he came back with a brand new approach or a mental approach, what do you see in him that's changed?
Well, I think he and Thad Bosley worked a little bit in Texas during the winter, and they've gathered a relationship, and he's been open to trying some things, and it's working. But what I see right now, he's not chasing bad breaking balls like he did. He know what pitches he want to hit, and he's being patient up there. He's a guy that's going to strike out. He's going to give you some strikeouts. But what I see right now is him having an idea what he want to hit, and when he get it, so far this spring, he haven't been missing.
What about his move to third base? That's one that I guess we all went to sleep on that one. You know, I know he's got it in his background, but I thought we were going to come down here and see him over at first.
Well, with Adrian Beltre down,
yeah,
and we moving Michael around to get him familiar with other positions.
Right.
We know Chris Davis can play first base. We wanted to give him an opportunity to be someplace else so I can get him at bats.
Yeah.
And the best place for us with Beltre down is at third base. And since he's been at third base, he's blossomed. So now we know he can play third and first. And hopefully we'll find out if he can play the outfield before it's over with.
So with Michael, you know, that was the big controversy coming in here to camp, and it still kind of is lingering a little bit. But from your perspective, have you seen anything that would suggest that there's some sort of chink in the locker room or, you know, with chemistry or anything like that? I mean, has it all been just typical Michael?
Typical Michael. Michael is such a professional. He will not bring that in the clubhouse. He said what he had to say the first day he arrived in camp to the media. The next day he said what he had to say to the players. And since then, it's been business. And Michael has been business, and if you watch him play, he's Michael. So, no, it hasn't been, we haven't had a hangover from him.
You know, you talk about Chris Davis, and yes, now everybody's paying attention to him, but is there a guy in spring training that nobody's talking about that you might be watching a little closer that might have surprised you a little bit?
Well, not really. The only guy that have stepped out that we have been wanting to step out is Chris Davis.
Yeah.
And he has.
Yeah.
We have been wanting to see Holland attack the strike zone the way he's been attacking the strike zone, and he has. We have been wanting to see Matt Harrison throw the ball down in the zone, use his pitches, attack the strike zone, and he has. So, to me, those are the three guys that have caught my eye. The rest of the guys, they're good players, and they're doing what they have to do to get ready for April 1st.
Yeah. We had a couple of the guys earlier in the week up here, David Murphy and Kins yesterday, and one of the things we talked to them about was what it was like for them after the World Series was over with, because, you know, that had to be a very intense time for everybody, more scrutiny, just more everything, in addition to those games and everything. And Murph told us that after the World Series was over, he pretty much went home and hibernated all throughout November. And Ken said that he just took it real easy after that, too. What did you do? How did you deal with the immediate aftermath?
I did the same thing. After I left Dallas, I went back to New Orleans, and for about 2 or 3 weeks, I didn't do anything but let the air out and came down and enjoyed my home, enjoyed my city. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed my TV programs. that's what I did, and it was quite relaxing. And on my way to Texas to come down to spring training, that's when I told my wife, "Jesus, we're going back to spring training. It's over with already." So the winter
goes
went fast,
doesn't it?
It went fast.
So, if you don't mind me asking, what is on the Ron Washington TiVo? What are the shows that you caught up on television wise?
Well, NCIS.
You like that, huh?
I watched it every night, and they were running marathons. Looked like the whole winter. So I got a chance to kick back and watch that. And I'm a movie buff. I bought a lot of movies during the season. Didn't open them up.
Yeah.
And when I went home in the winter, they were all stacked on the side. And I just plopped in my lounge chair and one movie after another.
Really?
Just ran through them, huh?
Just ran through them. And I still have about six that haven't been opened yet.
What was your favorite movie you watched?
Well, the favorite one I watched was,
Hot Tub Time Machine?
No, I didn't do that one.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Epicenter.
Epicenter?
Yeah, it was about an earthquake, and two people on the run, and family getting caught in the mall, and so that was my favorite one.
Epicenter, wow, okay.
Check that one out.
All right.
Now, you got an iPod?
Huh?
You got an iPod?
Yes, I got an iPod.
Are you aware of the game that we play with you?
No.
We try to guess songs that we think might be on your iPod.
Wow.
You know, without knowing anything about your musical taste.
We know a little bit. We've heard some stuff.
We're just kind of riffing between ourselves and speculating as to what might be on there.
Okay.
And we have a few selections that we'd like to play for you and see if these are on your iPod.
These are our guesses of what you're listening to. Just a few. Small sample. Very small sample.
These are songs that we all like. And we just have a feeling that you might share our same tastes.
Okay.
All right, here's the first one.
Oh,
He will be in a second.
Yeah, we'll just sing it start here.
I was the third brother of five.
Joined Bobby Womack.
Yeah, Womack. There you go.
Yes, he's on there.
Check.
All right, here is song number two, What is on Wash's iPod?
That's Johnny Taylor, Bobby Blue playing, or it's in that area.
Close. He was an understudy of this guy, Johnny Taylor was.
Sam Cooke.
Yes! Sam Cooke!
He's on there.
I knew it. That was my pick.
Okay.
All right. We got two more?
Yeah, we got two more.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Quick.
All right, here we go.
Y'all tested my musical knowledge.
Yes.
Oh, there's Johnny.
Hell yeah.
All you fellas. He's on there.
Yes, this is Johnny Taylor.
Yes, the great Who's Making Love.
All right, one more, Wash. Hang on here. All right, final one.
Is this your pick?
Yes, this is mine.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Go Jays.
Yes! Yes!
Awesome.
Wow. I thought we was coming up here to talk about baseball. Y'all took
we did. We're done with that.
Yeah, we did talk about baseball. Wow. I got them all.
All right.
Yes, you did get them all, man.
And I do listen to a little rap, too. You know, I'm a Snoop Doggy Dog, Dr. Dre, LL Cool J, those guys, the first rappers.
Right. Right.
The guys out today, I don't really understand them. But the the music that Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg play, not so much the lyrics, but the beat and the music.
The grooves and everything.
Yeah, that's what I run to in the morning when I do my workout.
All right.
Good for you. Well, thanks for playing our game, Ron.
Yes, thanks for playing our game. Thanks for coming up here. And it's been great talking baseball with you, as always, and talking about music and everything else that's on your mind. And we'll do this during the season of time.
Why not? I thank you
Maybe
guys.
Maybe play for another game here.
That's right.
All right.
I just wish I'm as good with the other ones as I was with this
one. All right, Ron Washington with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It is 5:12 right now. KTCK.